This is Kittenhead LA. For anybody who's listening, they are a band based out of LA. They get them on Spotify. And go download and check them out. They're a pretty cool band. And I wanted to ask you, because I was looking here about you, and what got you started into this music business? Because you have this kind of punk theme. Am I saying that right? Is that right assessment?
Yeah, sure. That's a perfect assessment. I mean, we really don't play by the rules, which I think is the definition of punk. Like, we don't go in going, okay, we have to sound like this because that's what we sounded like and that's what people like to play. And we go into the studio, or we actually write music just by somebody brings something in and it turns into whatever it turns into. So we refuse to be put into any sort of box, and I think that truly is the definition of punk rock music.
It is, and I agree, because the music industry likes to put everybody in boxes, and it's so common out there. So it's good to see somebody original and everything. So who would you say your biggest musical influences have been?
Well, you know, one of the unique aspects of the band is that we pull from so many different places. I mean, Dee Dee actually listens to a lot of EDM, but she also listens to a lot of probably what would be considered new wave, you know, like the Go-Go's and that sort of LA scene, early punk music. And anybody who doesn't know, the Go-Go's actually were very punk before the record industry got a hold of them and kind of cleaned them up, made them look presentable for middle America. And Owen listened to a lot of that, you know, Circle Jerks, Dead Kennedys, that sort of punk rock music. Victoria grew up listening to a lot of Motown. A lot of, somebody's trying to call me, I think.
it is, I apologize.
It's all right. So, like, Victoria listened to Janet Jackson, but she also listens to a lot of, like, Evanescence and Paramore and Flyleaf, you know, that heavier, almost verging on metal music. And I grew up listening to a lot of my grandmother's, like, big band vocal jazz, Nat King Cole, Sarah Vaughan, you know, that whole thing. And then when I was a teenager, mm-hmm. my cousins gave me all these tapes. They were, you know, I didn't even know what I was listening to because they were from Finland and they didn't have any listings. So you know, I even today I'm like, oh hey, I know that song. I have no idea who it is.
Right.
But you know, I was listening to a lot of punk that was coming from Europe, you know, of course, people like Joan Jett and Shirley Manson and those sort of people, you know, like strong female leads have influenced me.
Awesome. Very, very cool. I used to listen to Joan Jett. I love rock and roll.
Yeah.
Classic. Awesome. And you also have a website. I didn't mention that too, right? You have your own website, kittenheadla. I forgot.
.com.
.com. Yes. And it has your music links right on there. You can find them on Spotify and everything like that. I know this is kind of short and sweet, but I am glad you got to come on here, and I apologize for phone ringings and preparedness.
Hey, you know, it's early morning for me since I was out till like 2 or 3 last night, so.
Oh, wow, yeah.
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 Gotta I'm check used to. Cool.
But yeah, I do appreciate you coming on here and putting up with this little interview. It's good to hear more about you. But everybody else should check them out, kittenheadla.com. They're on Spotify. And I'm also going to play music after this podcast. Your music, that is. Is that okay with you?
Sure, absolutely. Are you playing the new EP, NYB?
Tuesday is what I have.
Okay, well, Tuesday is from off our last CD, but if you drop me... I have your email here, so I'll shoot you over the new EP.
Okay, and I'll play the new EP even better. All right, so we look forward to hearing that, and I appreciate your time in this early morning for you. And you take care. Yeah.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Mama's boy, still not weak from your bed breath.